Name the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I will try to not take too long, but I wanted to share with you one of my favorite fractions when we read it in the liturgy, which is really, I like it, and that's why I prayed always during the Great Lent. And also, I prepare myself to listen or to hear the voice of God and prepare myself to the Holy Week. I will read it, part from it. It's a long one, but it's a part from it. So we start about, you are the Logos of the Father God before the ages and great high priest who was incarnate and was made man for the salvation of mankind. So he's asking God himself, like, you are made the salvation of the mankind. So, and after that, he said, and since this was in the way of our redemption, he desired to go through it out of his love for us. So he goes through the salvation to this way to the death. Only for he desired to go through it is because it's out of his love. So first of all, when you look to the cross, we see the love of Christ. We see the love of Christ who saved us, and he gave himself to me. So when I look to the cross here. So I looked to the face with his as if he's talking to me. He's saying to me, I love you. I'm here on the cross for you. So he continued after that. He said, we are the ones who sinned, and he is the one who suffered. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ أَخْطَأْنَا وَهُوَ الَّذِي تَأَلَّمْ. You are the ones who were indebted to the divine justice because of our sins, and he was the one who paid off the debts on our behalf. نحن الذين كنا مديونين للعدل الإلهي بذنوبنا وهو الذي دفع الديون عنا. For our sake he preferred suffering over joy, toil over rest, contempt over glory, and the cross over the throne, which is carried by the cherubim. لأجلنا فضل التألم على التنعم والشقاء على الراحة والهوان على المجد والصليب على العرش والذي يحمله الشاربين. He consented to be tied by ropes that he may loose us from the bonds of our sins. He humbled himself that he may lift us up. He hungered to satiate us and thirsted to quench our thirst. قبل أن يربط بالحبال ليحلنا من ربطات خطايانا تواضع ليرفعنا وجاع ليشبعنا وعطش ليروينا. Today it's a very special moment. It's not an ordinary day, or it's only for a memory, because we are coming every day, for example, or every year, I mean, and we attend the whole week, we attend the Good Friday. But what is the change in us? That's why today, if we stand at Golgotha, so we are not hearing a story, it's about we are standing before the cross. The church brings us today only not to remember, for example, that the Jesus Christ was on the cross from 2,000 years ago. Okay, no, it's not about that. We are here because we have to feel, participate, and we have to examine ourselves too. So I will read a verse from Hebrew 5. He said, who in the days of his flesh offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears. Christ cried, wept, and suffered, and now he looks. Look at me and everyone here. It's not to accuse, but he asked, where are you now? So while I am on the cross, where are you now? So So I will go through some characters and attitudes, some characters who were around Christ all the time, 3 years and a half, and around. Some of them, they are rare to find them. Some of them, they are very close to him. And one of them, I will be me. It will be me. So one of them, maybe all, some of all, the disciple. I will start by the disciple. Imagine the disciples, Christ preparing that Passover, and he knows the cross is coming. He's talking about everything, about he tried to teach them as much as he can. And he, inside his heart, there is like, is full of sorrow and love too. But suddenly, what they did? There was dispute among them. About what? Who is the best? Who will stay like beside him? And Jesus Christ was looking to them, I'm preparing for you the Passover. I'm preparing for you myself. I will crucify. I will be crucified on the cross. And you are talking about what? About who is the best? Christ going to die. And you, and I told you before that I preparing myself. This is the Last Supper. And I wash your feet. And what you're thinking about, think about my position. Where am I? It's not a story, by the way. It's not about the disciples. And we, for example, like the Masmas Shafi'i, Ulubus Amalu, eh? Mishu Sebu. No. It's about myself and Christ. Christ is broken on the altar. And I'm thinking about myself. How many times we are inside the church and during the liturgy, and my heart is not, my physically, I'm here, I'm present, but my heart, my mind is not here anymore. I'm always whatever and where. My mind is anywhere. My mind is in everywhere. My mind and my heart is not present here in the church, is whatever where. Or, for example, I'm over my phone. Or over, for example, whatever I'm doing. So I'm lost. I can't focus with him. If I'm accusing the disciples now, but if I see myself, for example, how many times I'm in a church, and every time Christ is on the altar, I'm away. Christ is giving himself. But sometimes I'm not seeing him. So maybe inside the church, maybe I'm praying, but my heart is not with him, so only my tongue is only talking. That's why this is exactly the disciple. So I am one of the disciples. That's why Christ now on the cross, so try to imagine with me that Christ on the cross now, I am at the cross now. And he's asking me, where are you now? So starting by the disciple, I can't see anyone now here. I can't see anyone. So no one from the disciple is around me. They left. That's why sometimes a pride or my business, like I'm busy, I'm disconnected, or disconnect me from Christ. It makes us unable to feel him even when we are close. By the way, all the disciples are very, 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 very close. But their hearts sometimes, they are not with him. So I have to look to myself and I have to ask myself and first, are we here with our heart or just body? Are we feeling Christ or we are attending? During the Holy Week and the Good Friday, I'm feeling him. I'm with him. I'm living with Christ. Or only بس كده أنا موجود. أديني بصلي مع كل الناس. I have to attend the Good Friday. The كل الناس موجودة in Good Friday. Everyone is here. So I have to attend. I'm so proud of myself that I'm attending from 8 o'clock in the morning and I finish at 6 p.m. Bravo, Habibi. What else? Where are your heart? The second person. Again. Maybe I will be one of them, or maybe I'm all. one, the other person is Judas. The most painful person, figures in the cross is Judas. The most painful. By the way, not because he was far or because he was close. No, no, no. Judas lived with Christ 3 years and a half. So he received everything. He received his word. He received already all his teachings. He felt what he's feeling. He lived with him the 3 years and a half. And he gave him also to be the treasure. So he trust him. Jesus Christ trust him. And every time he tried to tell him something small, take care. For example, like when the sinful woman, when she came, and he was upset. Why all this? We can do anything else. We can take the money and for the poor. Pay it for the poor. So Jesus Christ said, like, no, the poor are with you. But she's doing something different. So he tried to urge him. He tried to tell him, take care about yourself. But again, it wasn't suddenly happened. No, he was walking with Christ, seeing miracles, hearing every word. And by the end, he sold him. What happened? Judas betrayed Jesus Christ because not for a moment of loving money. Moment. It's not a moment. It's a long time. He loved the money more and he put like a priority before Christ. And he said, this is my love. I don't like, because he was looking to Christ as not a savior for the kingdom of heaven. He was looking to him as a king of the earth. That's why he loved the money more. That's why when he saw Christ is very weak by the end, so he said, I will sold him. But it's not a suddenly happened for a moment. No, it's for a long time he was thinking about that. That's why take care about small foxes come to your heart. For example, if you feel, for example, no, I can't do this sin at all. No, don't say it. Because the foxes, small foxes can come to your heart and start to go inside, and after a while you will fall into sin. So Judas, he was doing the same. One day he kissed Christ. I can't imagine when Christ, he was in the Gethsemane, and Judas, he was kissing him and betraying him. I can't believe this kiss. This kiss is a story in the Jewish rites. There's a lot. So, and it's different, and he has to kiss him. It's a sign for the Jewish. That's why what happened when he kissed him, Jesus Christ, he was looking into his eyes and he said, you are my friend, betray me. My friend. He didn't tell him anything. By a kiss, you betray me, my friend. That's why I was looking. I can't imagine if I look to the eyes of Jesus Christ and I lived with him and I saw miracles and miracles. By the way, it's not if you say, for example, like this is Judas, it's not me. How many times I love something more than Christ? How many times, for example, during the fasting, I said, oh, I love this. It's okay. You know what? Like the magic word is what? It's okay. During fasting, for example, I see some face, for example, like, yeah, it would like me continue. It's okay. I can drink with milk. It's okay. Tim Horton is like, it's okay. Small foxes coming to me. And after that, like, it's no heart. It's make my heart not soft. And this is exactly like Judas. He started by this and ended by a betraying. He was betraying Christ. So Christ knew Judas, but still he loved him to the end. What I should learn from Judas, by the way, do not abuse God's patience. do not abuse it. God, His love, but He's honest with us too. The third one is Peter. Peter. Peter, he was so close to Christ, and he loved Him. But by the way, if I ask, for example, like all of us, do you love Christ? Everyone will say like, yeah, for sure, we love Christ. Not only by love. If you test your love, I have to test a lot of things. He said to Christ, I will never deny you. And what happened? He slept, and instead of praying, he stayed far, and he entered to the wrong place. He warmed himself by the enemies, and then by the end of the story, he denied Him. Peter, like few hours ago, you are like shouting and you said, I will never deny you. Insa, ana ma'ak l'akhir al-tariq. Okay. This is what we called a spiritual fall. Spiritual fall. Like I stop praying, I start drifting, I become comfortable with wrong surroundings, and I weaken, I fall. But can I ask myself, how many times I said I will not fall again? How many times I promised God with many things, but I couldn't? You know what the best of Peter, what even he denied? Because he was the first of two things. First of all, he was like trusting himself. When I'm weak, because I'm always weak, I have to go to God and say, please, can you help me? I can't do it by myself. But Peter, when Jesus Christ, he was talking, so he said, I will never deny you. No, I'm good. If you are trusting yourself, you will not be with Christ. I have to trust Him, not myself. That's why I have to not forget to pray every time and ask God to help me. So stay close to Christ. If you don't want to deny Him, stay close to Him. Don't be far. Be watchful. And if you fall, repent immediately. This is the best of what Peter did. He cried out. He cried. The difference between Judas and Peter, that Peter cried and he repented. Pilate. Again, I'm going through now as if like Jesus Christ, He was on the cross and He was asking, where are you? Where are you? There is a lot of people around me. Where are you guys? Pilate. Pilate is a very serious warning. Is what? He saw Christ. He know very well that He's innocent. And he even tried to release Him. Pilate, you were, they already, your wife sent a message to you and said, take care. He is different person. Don't listen to the Jews. Don't crucify Him, please. I had a dream of Him. But Pilate, he said, no, I know that you are innocent. I know that you are Christ, and I don't care. Why? It's about pressure, fear. About fear of his position. I know what is right, but I don't do it. I know the truth, but I am afraid to stand for it. Sometimes I'm not doing the right things because I have fear from the others. Or for example, I said like what I can do. Everyone is doing this. Like, that's why I have to follow everyone. But what Christ say to you? Like nothing. You know that Christ, this is the way of Christ. I don't care what I should do. Everyone is doing this. Everyone is wearing bad clothes. Everyone is eating whatever. Everyone is doing this. Everyone is doing... And whatever. I'm like Pilate. Like Pilate, exactly. I'm not telling Pilate he knows that he is innocent. And I know that Christ, he's a truth. And I said, no, I can't. I have fear in my heart. I stay silent when I should speak. I compromise to please others and I choose comfort over truth. Washing the hands, not washing the heart, by the way. For the servants, if you wash your hands because you feel that your kids, for example, there is no hope in your kids, your heart is not washed yet. Parents, you have to take care about your kids every time. You have to teach them how to follow Christ. Everyone should be aware who is Christ. Barabbas. Barabbas, this is a special person. You know what? He is a robber. He's a thief. He was a thief, a robber. And everyone knows about him. And he has a long story what he did. Barabbas is released and Christ is crucified. Stop here a little bit. By the way, it's me. You remember when I read the part from the fraction? I am who the sinner. I am who, let's say, the sinner. And you are the innocent and you crucified for me. You tied yourself to lose me. You give me the freedom and you captive yourself on the cross. This is exactly Barabbas, who is me. Don't think about Barabbas as a different person. No, no, no. Barabbas is myself. Because Christ was on the cross and he was looking, where is Barabbas? Barabbas is free. He's outside now. And no one, he can't catch him. Because he has a freedom. And he said, Barabbas is free and I am on the cross. It's here for you. That's why Christ take my place. I am the one who deserves punishment. And Christ takes my place. He took my sin on the cross. And he took my place. And he took my judgment too. Do you feel it? Do you feel, for example, like he died instead of me? So, remember this when you look to the cross during the last couple of hours in the day. Christ is crucified for me. It means instead of Christ of the cross crucified, I should be on the cross. And he told me like, no, Habibi, Ana hagi makanak enta. Ana la ashil Habibi kull al-ahmal bata'atak. Caiaphas, Caiapha. Religion without heart. This man, he knew the law. He told the people, he led worship. Like he led the worship. He knows everything. He knows the Torah. He read all the Old Testament. He knows everything about Christ. And he knew that he is Christ. But he said, I will not let him take a position. He's not Christ. You know what the problem is? What if I am in a church from outside? I'm very religious. Come to the church and I pray and then like وخبط على على صدري وأقول كير ليسون ورب ارحم. But from inside, I'm totally different person. I am like this person. And Jesus Christ on the cross, he said, "Where are you?" Like. So Caiaphas, like he said, like I crucified you, because you know what? Like I have to take care about myself, not you. I don't care about you. The dangerous condition is to be at a church but far from Christ, serving, but there is no love. Teaching, but I'm not living what I'm teaching. Knowing everything, but I'm not changing. So, for example, if I ask anyone, do you read the Bible? For example, some of them say, like, yeah, we're reading the Bible. So, if the Bible is changing you or not, here is the difference. That's why I have to ask myself, do I know Christ or just to know about Him? Or is my heart alive or just it's a role? I will not take only negative, persons, negative characters. Some are very good, characters during the crucifixion of Christ. One of them, the daughters of Jerusalem, the power of tears. They didn't preach anything, by the way. They didn't teach anything. They didn't, for example, they did not defend. The only what they did, they cry. You know what? Christ, he didn't stop during his movement, like when he was walking to the cross to be crucified. He didn't stop. Only he stopped for one ladies, the daughters of Jerusalem. And why? Because they saw their tears from their heart. And my question, I have the same tear, the same love to Christ from my heart, like them or not? I'm attending now the Good Friday, and maybe I read or I listened to the gospel during the 6th hour he was crucified, and the 9th hour too, and how he was, it was so hard on Christ. Maybe I have some feelings, and for a few moments, and after that, it stopped. No. I have to live. That's why one of the main lessons that Abu Nabshuh Kamel, he taught everyone, look to the cross. See Christ, the Savior, on the cross. When you have tears, don't be the tears like, for example, it's a superficial, or for example, tears from outside. No, it's from the heart. Like the daughter of Jerusalem. Maybe I cannot preach, I cannot serve, but I can love. I can love him, and I can show the love of Christ to the others too. Simon of Cyrene, who's sharing the cross with Christ, he carried the cross. In the beginning, he forced to carry the cross, but after that, it became an honor. You know what? It represented what? Who, without live this life without any temptation or trouble, or he carried the cross? No one. If I ask anyone, do you have a cross in your life? You say, yes, for sure, I have a cross. First of all, he rejected, because he doesn't want to carry the cross. He forced to carry the cross. He just finished his work too. And suddenly, he took him and carried the cross with Christ. And he was looking at Anna Meli. Uli Anna. The big question mark always, why you choose me? Habibi, it's an honor, really, believe me. When you carry a cross, you will see Christ. Only he couldn't see Christ until he carried the cross. If, for example, if he went outside, for example, he went back to his house without doing anything, he heard about Christ only. He listened about Christ, but he never carried the cross. So maybe I'm sharing sometimes a life with Christ, with struggles, pain, difficulties. This is a cross. So, Lord, I say, Lord, let me carry it with you. Maybe the cross is a way to glory. The good thief. They're in the right thief. He said, the hope until the last breath. This is the hope. If you have a sin, and you are struggling with this sin, don't lose your hope at all. There is someone that he was all his life, he was a thief. In one word, he went to the paradise. And the first one, he gained the paradise. That's why I'm telling you, believe me, Jesus Christ on the cross, he was looking to me as I'm a thief. He's saying, Habibi, I love you a lot, and I can forgive all your sins. If you confess and repent, I will forgive everything. The thief, he said, like, remember me. Remember me when you go to the heaven. Like he said, like, you will be with me in the paradise. Don't lose the hope at all. If you are struggling with anything, I remember the thief on the right, his right hand on the cross, and he entered to the paradise of joy. And Nicodemus and Joseph, you know, Nicodemus, he met before Christ, but he went to Christ hidden at night to talk with him. And Jesus Christ, he said to him, you know what, if you want to live with me, you have to be baptized as if you have to by the water to go again to rebirth again, or to the second birth. But Nicodemus, before, he was had a fear. But after he met Christ, after that, he was changed. And he went and asked the body of Christ. When we meet Christ, we have the strength. We are very strong. When we meet Christ, we will feel that he is with us and we have this strength. And the last one, he was the Virgin Mary and St. John, who was staying to the end. We called St. John the Beloved. I know Mary, she is mother, and the mother is mother. I can't differentiate between St. Mary and another mother. That's why she was looking to Christ. She knows that he is Christ. He has to be on the cross and he has to save everyone, but still he is her son. That's why she couldn't leave him alone. She couldn't. مش قادرة تسيبه لوحده. مش قادرة. طب هو انت مش عارفة ان ده المسيح اللي هيصلب. انا عارفة بس مش قادرة اسيبه. ما انا مش عارفة اسيبه اعمل ايه. ايه بس هو ده ربنا ده انت الله. مش قادرة. I am a mother and I can't leave him. So I know from the heart of the mother, she went to the cross because she wanted to be with him. John the Beloved. Someone is totally different. You know why John, he went to the last step to the cross? Because he was the first one close to the bottom of Jesus Christ. He's always in his bosom. He's always loved him a lot. That's why he called Beloved, the Beloved St. John. I'm asking myself, I am like Peter. Peter and John are good. But like Peter, who, for example, like, he loved him, but he's not doing an action, or only saying some words. Or like John, for example, always beside and close to Christ, because I want to go to the cross and be at the cross, and I wanted to see you, and I wanted to live with you. I know how you are suffered for me, and this is different. Believe me, this is different. When I look to the cross, I have to look to him as he is a savior. And I'm asking him, please, I know that you are here instead of me. But I love you because you loved me before. Love is not words. Love is staying. Don't say, for example, it's a long Good Friday, or it's a long Holy Week, or it's a long liturgy with a long prayers. No. Stay. Like John. Stay with him, but you will receive a lot. ما تبقاش صغير ودخلك خلقك ضيق وتجري، عايز تاخد الحاجة وتمشي. ربنا عايز وقت تقعد معاه، عشان كده John he stayed with him to the end, to the last step on the cross. Stay with Christ even when it's hard to. So beloved, today the cross is before you. And I have to ask myself, where am I at the cross now? So maybe I see myself in many of these faces that I try to tell you about it. Sometimes maybe weak, sometimes afar, sometimes afraid. But today I want to stand with you, Christ. I'm asking Christ to give me the tears of the daughter of Jerusalem, order to give me the repentance of the thief, of the courage of Joseph and Nicodemus, and the love of John and Saint Mary, to be with him at the cross and to see the cross. And he said, do not let me leave the cross unchanged. Please, if you are attending now, ask God to not leave today without changing. Do not leave today without changing. Yeah, we have a lot in our life. It could be changed. That's why I'm asking God at the cross to give me the repentance, the tears, the love, and to change myself. Glory be to God forever. Amen.